Well, what is it that makes the Nativity so special? Is it the baby? Is it the stable scene? Is it the angels? Is it the children dressing up, especially if it's their first time? What is it? I think it's more than that. It's more than those warm memories we have of when we were children and we dressed up and we were part of the Nativity play. It's more than simply seeing our own children dress up and be part of that story. There's something deep down inside each one of us that wants to be part of the story. Maybe you want to be like Mary. Maybe you want to be a Joseph. I saw the baby Jesus, thought maybe we should have a baptism service. And I thought, no, that wouldn't go down well today. We all want to be part of the story, and we could have a fantastic time psychoanalyzing why you want to be a star, or why you want to be a sheep, or a camel. But what is it that makes the Christmas Nativity so special? Is that God intended it to be more than a play. He intended it to be interactive. Interactive because God wants us to recognize we're part of the story. It's a living story. It's an unfinished story. It's an interactive story. You don't have to put a tea towel on your head or wear a dressing gown or have put some wings on. God wants us to realize the story is about us. The story includes us. And all that we've been learning about Jesus is for us. That's why we are drawn into the story. It challenges us to respond and to act, not just once a year at Nativity, but every day, every day. God wants us to live life in the light of what happened that first Christmas. Maybe you identify with the shepherds. You know, you're minding your own business, you're worrying about paying the bills and decorating the house, choosing a school, and then out of the blue comes an angel telling you the most incredible story, that God loves you, that he created you to know him, and he urges you to come and meet him. What are you going to do? Well, God doesn't always send an angel to send us that message, but I believe that still small voice may have drawn you here this morning. Maybe you identify with the sheep. You really don't know why you're here. Someone with a big stick brought you here or led you here or persuaded you to come. And you're a bit confused, a bit self-conscious, not sure why you're here, but it's warm and it's friendly and it's not as bad as you thought it might be. Maybe that's you. And maybe you're an angel. You feel like the angel. You've known about Jesus for a long time and you can't stop telling other people about him. Well, that's fantastic. Don't stop. Because wherever you are on that journey, the heart of the Nativity story is about Jesus. It's about Jesus. The most talked about, the most read about, the most written about, the most filmed about person in all the world. His name means Savior. And that's what he is, and that's why he came. One sentence in the Bible sums up all that Jesus came to do that first Christmas. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he sent Jesus. It was an act of love that God sent Jesus into our world. And that act of love, the supreme act of that love, was that he gave his one and only son. He gave his son in our place to die on the cross in our place because of the things we've done wrong that separate us from God. So that whoever, even you, whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him, will not perish, but have eternal life. That's why Jesus came. He came to give us the gift of forgiveness, a right relationship with God, and eternal life. He came that we might be forgiven. He came to make us good. He came that we might go to heaven, saved by his precious blood. That's what makes Christmas so, so special. That's the good news that God wants us to share with others. So where are you in the Christmas Nativity? Remember, it's not a play. It's real life. It's not a performance. It's interactive. If you'd like to find out more, then at the back of the church are two very little leaflets. They're very discreet. You can hide them in your pocket and you can read them without people realizing if you want to. One's called The Color of Christmas and the other is For God So Loved the World. Pick one of them up and read it before you have your lunch today and find out more about why Jesus came. And even better than that, consider joining us at our Christianity Explored course, which begins on the 22nd of January. It's a Thursday evening. We have a lovely supper together. And for 6 or 7 weeks, find out more about who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and how we can know him. May God bless you and those you love this Christmas. Let's pray together. I'm going to pray that last verse of Away in a Manger, and I invite you to make it your prayer today. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Amen.